Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Welcome. Yes, this is Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I am going to raise your vibration. I promise you, I am bringing you an amazing gift today. Stay tuned. If you have a chance, I want you to tweet, text, and get a hold of your friends because this is going to be a fabulous healing show today. So stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you have an opportunity, I want you to go out, visit my website, and download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. Get your daily messages from me on the blog. Just check out that blog tab at the top of my website. And also just want to remind you, if you have not picked up your copy of Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3, that's the stories that we have, those courageous stories from inspiring women from around the world, definitely go out to Amazon and pick up your copy today. So I'm going to try to get to the point today because our show is just going to be, like I said, it's going to be rocking. You guys are just going to be so excited. So let me start with the reading for today. And it's all about our truth. And so today we are actually going to be listening to that inner voice, that intuition. And we are being guided to speak loving thoughts to make sure that we come from a place of truth and compassion. We're also being reminded that admit our true feelings and start to journal maybe some of those ideas, those thoughts, those inspirations. Because what I'm hearing right now for each and every one of us, it is so important to express our creativity, whether it's through our voice, whether it's through writing. I'm just going to ask you and invite you to speak up and truly open that little heart and throat chakra of yours and let out the truth. So right now it's all about getting our message out to the world, and people are waiting to be inspired by each and every one of you. And today I am going to start off by playing just a little bit of music. We've got the Reverend Michael Beckwith, who does an amazing introduction, and I just couldn't bypass this. So, Brian, would you do the honors? And I would like to play Innocence just to introduce Timba Spirit today.
We have a friend named Timba Spirits who's having a campaign to bring baby pictures to his Facebook to remind each and every one of us how precious we are, to reclaim that innocence within us.
my heart is just singing. It's just vibrating out of my chest. I don't know about the rest of you, but I am so honored today to fill your heart with joy as my guest, Temba Spirit, is now going to share with us a little bit more about his book, How to Reclaim Your Innocence, and to remember the beauty and the love that's in each and every one of us. And Temba is going to reveal his remarkable transformation of love and forgiveness. Temba, welcome to the show.
Oh, man, it's my joy to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Elizabeth. To all the listeners, to the entire creation, I just want to send my deepest and sincerest thought of gratitude that I'm here right now in this present moment with everyone. Elizabeth, thank you so much for having me today.
Like I said, it is my pleasure. And Temba, I would love for you to share your story because it is so inspiring how you were able to move from the position of being imprisoned to the place that you are today. And I would love for you to share your story and how you got to be where you are right now.
Absolutely. First, I wanted to just check in with the theme music for How to Reclaim Your Innocence, that beautiful, beautiful music that Liz Ramirez put together for me and Michael Beck with the chorus on the intro. And I just want to say, let's say a few months back, I called Michael Beckwith, and he happened to be in the hospital helping his mother make her transition to the next life. And I called him, and he was just so on point and present with me. Of course, as soon as he told me that that was the situation that was happening, I, you know, kind of buckled a little bit and said, you know, is there anything I can do? And he went straight into... being the brilliant being that he is, he went straight into focus and said, young man, what can I do for you? So I start sharing. I said, well, I said, I have this vision, this vision of innocence. And, you know, I said, Dr. Michael, you know, I said, I had this epiphany where, you know, I realized that when we look at babies and we look at children and we often say, oh, they're adorable, priceless, precious. And then I said, but not often do we reflect that back to ourselves and realize that that awareness is coming from us. And he gave me that, yes, you know, kind of right on point, you know, like that he just was there with me in that moment. So it was just deep that as he was talking, as he was preparing to help his mom, Alice, transition, I was reflecting a thought about how when we incarnate in. So the circle was just so sweet and benevolent. The next thing he said, so Temba, how can we move forward with this? Now, I figure this is Dr. Michael, you know, Reverend Michael, so he, you know, tells people this probably 1,000 times a day. Only thing, next thing I know, the next week, I'm literally get a text from him and says, I mentioned what you're doing from the podium, you know, as far as baby pictures and everything. And I was like, wow. So it's just I just wanted to give a shout out to that, you know, those synchronicities and how that music came about. It was just really, really wonderful. As far as my story is concerned, I'm from the west side of Chicago, born and raised out here. You know, gangs, the drugs, the prostitution, the you know, the all the things that you know we see on the movies or either we've experienced or you know so forth and so on. And I went through all of it. I went through the whole gamut. I suffered as a kid, a lot of pain, child abuse. Just I was shot by the time I was 15. Bullets still in me, actually. And just a whole bunch of other things. Just a lot of suffering and a lot of pain as a child. And, you know, there was always something, there was this underlying current within my heart that said, you know what, there's more. There's something. This isn't all there is for Timber's life, for Timber Spirit's life. And as I journeyed, I kept more pain. I, you know, ended up in and out of jail and just, you know, hurting people and, you know, being hurt by people. And each time I was hurt, Elizabeth, I began to notice something, that life was giving me a greater experience of understanding other people's pain. So each time that I was hurt and I woke up from it, I had developed through nature's divine organic process, a greater experience of how other people felt. I began to develop compassion through my own pain. And again, this is just a natural, organic, spiritual thing that began to occur. 15 years old, shot in my chest, bullet barely missed my heart. And that bullet to this day, I call it a bullet of love. And that's simply because I had the opportunity to forgive, to walk right up to the man who shot me and forgive him. Something told me that I could stop the bloodshed. This is 15 years old. This is, you know, this is when I was young. Divine energy was moving through me. I didn't know that's what it was at the time. I didn't have it defined. I didn't have it, you know, figured out. All I knew that there was something that pulsated into my heart. And I was, don't get me wrong, I was scared. You know, the guys, you know, came up to me and said, hey, listen, there's so-and-so. We got him. We can take revenge. And something within me said, no, walk up to him, look him in his eyes, tell him you forgive him, embrace him, and tell him to get out the neighborhood because they were going to kill him. And again, at that point, I wasn't on any spiritual path. I didn't have anything defined, but that there was divine presence moving through me, and that divine presence has stayed with me. And I refer to it as my heart. I refer to it, some people call it God consciousness, some people call it Allah, Jehovah, Wankatanka, but I call it simply the presence of my heart. And that began my journey in a very powerful way with understanding the energy of forgiveness, and that I had the ability to create a ripple effect in the universe that would be everlasting just through a simple act of forgiving. And now I tell you, that when
I, Tendo, we're going to have to take a break right now, but when we come back, I want you to continue sharing this amazing story. Everybody, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back. If you have just tuned in, I am your host, Elizabeth Cookson from The Heart Radio, and today we have Temba Spirit. And you know what? We are sharing how to reclaim your innocence, reclaim your power. And if you thought that little beat was good, honey, I got something for you. You better be putting your hands on your steering wheel. Make sure you're focused, but boy, get your groove down, because since Temba has gone to create music and become an inspirational speaker and humanitarian and now author, you know, he believes that these paths all are related. And this song that you're about to hear is going to inspire you. So what I would like you to do, like I said, keep your hands on the steering wheel, keep your eyes focused, and if you can, boy, let your heart sing, and here you go. I want you to enjoy.
Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of the silence. But something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you was young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of the silence. But something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. The truth is, you was born with a gift to live life to the fullest, not just to exist. As a little kid, you had visions and dreams, but your visions became tainted by the pleasures and pain. The world said to get a job and work hard. The secrets to life was very deep in the mud. Someone told you that money relieves pain, but it wasn't money, it was you that needed to change. And just like you, I believed a lie. I didn't know the power wasn't you and I, but someone came along and reminded me that Timba was in control of his destiny. So it's true, you got access to the secrets to life, but just the power isn't you. You the same thing that banged the Big Bang. A conscious creator, you create the change. Your words create force, of course you're from the source. It's your time, it's time to get yours. And speaking to yours, yo, it's time to get more. It's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. But something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. There's universal laws that have to exist. If you think dead, that's what you get. And guess what? You are the universe. That's why the word you is in the verse. Don't you get it? This is power, don't you feel it? I'm Timber Spirits, homie. I got ether in my lyrics. And please don't get it twisted. This is beyond religion. Yet I pray that you don't miss it. Cause I revise these lessons. These words that I speak come in the form of a blessing. Come on, lesson one, yo, we almost done. Why not become aware where we dance and have fun? Lesson two, this is just what we do. We transforming the world, it's so powerful. Enlighten millionaires, outlasting it. Brother Teresa type of dude, I'm compassionate. No longer homeless, giving homes to the poor. The poverty mentality has finally been destroyed. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you was young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life corrupt and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. My dream is to help others to live their dreams. I'm a success, this truth I claim. Living wealth is the only way. I finally reclaim my power. I get paid every time that I count the stars. Everything I see is a gift from God. Every time I breathe, I experience love. See someone in pain and I give them a hug. I'm a man of power. I give respect to all women of the world. I love them. Now that my heart is burning, I start communities of love with the money I'm earning. Grateful to my Jenny cause she said it's okay for me to be a humanitarian and get paid. The greatest power is love, I reclaim it. It's the only thing that's eternally famous. Everybody got love inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. Everybody got love inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power.
Oh my goodness, I have been bouncing up and down in my chair. Look at my headset on. I mean, if you guys could see me, I am vibrating with intensity. And I know we're going to have to take another break, but I wanted to set that vibration because we have so much healing and we have so much to share. And, you know, Timba, I know we have like a minute or so before we're going to have to take a break, but, hey, would you be willing to do a part two of this show next week?
Are you kidding? Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I am just like so excited.
Joy, we have to. We absolutely have to.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here going, you know what? Our show's half over, and we have so much to share with our listeners. I mean, your story is so inspiring. I just love the music, and I know we have about a minute, but I want you to share just quickly how this song came about.
Well, wow. Janet Atwood.
I know, it's about a minute, but I know you were working with Miss Janet Atwood, weren't you?
Yes, my beloved big sister, Janet Bray Atwood, the number one New York Times bestselling book author of The Passion Test, and Chris Atwood benevolently embraced me. They sought me out to help them to take their passion test to the next level in terms of exposing it to some of the areas that the self-help book world doesn't traditionally get exposed to: juvenile detention centers, women's homeless shelters, penitentiaries, etc. And I ended up I was invited initially just to to help them design a curriculum for that particular thing. Little did they know that I was also a conscious hip-hop artist. I did a song for them, a song called Power Thoughts, actually, and just spontaneously they asked me to write a song. And there's some more history to that. I know we only have a minute, but how Michael Beckwith came into it, again, it's wonderful. I wish I could keep talking because it's such a full story, but to capture it in 1 minute is impossible. But I hope I did pretty good so far with that minute that you gave me.
I did, and I was cueing Brian over there saying, hey, can we get, like, 2 minutes? Give me 2 minutes before break, because this is an awesome story. And, you know, that is amazing. And when you talk about hip-hop, you know, my son, who's 18, I actually played this song for him this weekend when he came back into town, and he was, you know, doing the whole breakdancing thing, and I'm like, you know what, I have got to videotape you and send this to Temba, because this is, like, get a whole movement going with kids going. I was just like...
I have to say, though, that the song is such a huge song. What I love about it is that it brings about a lot of healing with people who wouldn't typically listen to rap music and actually kind of have issues or some, you know, some unconscious or conscious judgments around hip-hop music. But really, hip-hop music is just the power of word, which is, you know, speaking things into existence. On music. So if I've seen people from ages to literally 70 on down to 3 come up to me in tears, and people have like come to me astonished and said, wow, I didn't know that rap music could do that. And I mean, that song, besides it just being a powerful song and having all the divine, universally conscious, you know, infinite truths in it, it brings healing because people who don't realize they have such a deep block where rap music and hip-hop music is concerned actually get freed up instantly when they hear the song. It's, you know, the song is packed with love on top of love, but people, it's really not in the box of any particular age group. Reclaim Your Power is a song for the planet. And I, right now, in this moment, time, and space, reality, I want everybody who heard that song to see that with me, that absolutely everybody will be rocking out to that song in the next year.
And, you know, they're going to keep rocking because we're going to give them the link. Guys, stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this message.
Talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio's where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
that nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Elizabeth Cookson from The Heart Radio, and today our special guest is Tempest Spirit. And I just want to make sure to remind you guys, if you want to take a look, go out to Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com, and take a look at the blog, take a look at some spiritual blessings I got out there and some gifts for you. And Temba, I would love for you to share your website, some of your links, and absolutely you have got to start talking about this amazing book that you have.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I just want to say that there's been so many phenomenal beings, human beings, love beings, that have been conduits to help me get to this point. And I would be totally out of alignment with integrity if I didn't just take a moment just to say thank you to all of the phenomenal people, from the Janet Atwoods to the Marcy Shimoffs, to the Michael Beckwiths, to my father, to my grandmother, just a lot of people that have held the space, Deborah Poneman, a lot of people that have held the space and just supported the innocence, you know, the innocence that has exuded from my heart, you know, and I'm just really grateful for that. My book, How to Reclaim Your Innocence, actually started out how to reclaim your power, actually reclaim your power, because the song, it opened so many doors, and I saw it moving so many hearts, you know, touring with Janet and Chris Atwood, and, you know, big ups to Janet's brilliance for jumping out of the box and bringing me on a six-month tour with them, where we literally were all over the U.S., flying back and forth. You know, I performed my song on the stage with Byron Katie. I performed my song, Reclaim Your Power. I was invited to Revelations with Michael and Ricky Beckwith. I did that slot twice. We were all over. We have a millionaire mind conference we did, and it was just a beautiful thing. So initially, when I started writing my book, it was Reclaim Your Power, because I said there's so much energy in this song. I just didn't feel like it was completed in terms of just everything. That, now, don't get me wrong, I have an intention for the song to be heard by every ear all over the planet. So, but I wanted to write a book, and, you know, as I was touring with these, you know, these phenomenal people, and just so you know, everybody out there is phenomenal to Timber Spirit's heart. But as I was touring with these phenomenal people, something hit me, and I said, aha, you're hanging out with all these best-selling book authors, write a book. Duh, I talk about this in the book, and, you know, it was just right smack in front of my face. And when I was touring with Janet, Janet always told me, she said, Tim, I know, you know, you're gonna need your own platform, you know. And I was really grateful the way she nurtured my spirit. Big ups to Janet Atwood. I love you, Janet. And so basically, so I started writing Reclaim Your Power. And the first section of the book happened to be on innocence. And this is before, so initially the name of the book was How to Reclaim Your Power as Simple as Breathing. Because I had a whole bunch of revelations and epiphany around breathing and that all the science in the universe could be just, defined by just, manifested just through noticing your breathing, the in and out of selflessness, the breathing in the selfless air, and then exhaling the selfless air into the atmosphere. And I started having all these epiphanies around that. And actually, as I'm writing that first section on innocence, I came to a spot as I'm writing, and I said, whoa, I had a deep, profound revelation around baby pictures and just remembering who we are as children. And I said, wow, everybody who comes into this planet Earth, no matter what you've become, how successful you've become, how much you've felt, whoever you are, when you come into this world, you come in, are we okay?
Oh, we're good. Yeah, keep it up. Be
soft. My
heart is just moving.
So everybody, I realized as I'm writing this first section, I said, wow, everybody, when you come into this world, you come in precious, priceless, and adorable, just without any trimmings, without any add-on to that. Every child that comes into this world comes in precious, comes in infinitely adorable. And I said, wow, this is what power is all about. So after having a conversation with Michael Beckwith and that great intro you heard, he actually said, and Timber Spirit has a Facebook campaign and blah, 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 and, you know, helping people to remind people how precious and to reclaim that innocence. And boom, it hit me. The book title just hit me like just a really beautiful I don't want to say a ton of bricks because that sounds heavy, but let's say a ton of notice flowers. And I said, wow, how to reclaim your innocence. And it was very important for me to really define power from a place of consciousness, power from a place of love, because the word power, you know, can be, you know, has a whole bunch of potential ways it can be interpreted. But I said, what has been the foundation of my love and my power? What has been the thing that has most attracted the goodness into my life? And I realized it was innocence. It was the simplicity of realizing that I was loved by love itself, and then to become that child, to move into that childlike state of consciousness. So as I'm writing and all these other things, as Michael Beckwith conversations are happening, I say, wow, how to reclaim your innocence, remembering the love beauty within. And I realized that innocence, that quality that we all have, because we all came into this world as children, means that we have all experienced the law of attraction in its fullness. Not that we, you know, had to go to any place to get it, that we already had it as children. That we already have that spontaneous ability to forgive, that spontaneous ability to move into the next moment. So I started having all these revelations. I said, wow, you mean to tell me that absolutely everybody who has come into this planet, who has incarnated, has that characteristic, has that universal quality of preciousness? And I said, yes. And that it moved me because it transcended, it literally transcended religious boundaries, it transcended doctrines, dogmas, and that even as far as us universally conscious people, because everybody can relate to having been a child or to children. And even people who have told me and said, you know what, my childhood wasn't too precious. And I said, you know what, did you go through a lot of pain? And I said, I did too. And I said, you know what that pain has done? It's made you more compassionate. It's made you have an ability to feel somebody else's pain. So in that alone, your journey has still been sacred. And I tell you, Elizabeth, everybody I've talked to about this vision, about innocence, this irresistible energy of innocence, everybody has got it. There has not been one person I have reached out to for support and help to making this book happen, to getting this campaign out there, this irresistible power of innocence, to helping people reclaim it. There has not been one person, and I mean this literally, who didn't catch the vision like that, who didn't get it, because I realized you didn't have to be spiritual to remember, to realize you were a child. You didn't have to be on the universally conscious path. All you had to do was affirm that you once were a child. And so that meant that anybody, which is everybody, who could affirm that they once were a child, and I'm looking at the time, it's 4:44, how are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to take a break here in just a second, but I was thinking this is a perfect transition because I'd like to leave the listeners right before this break thinking about their innocence, reclaiming their innocence. And when we come back, I want you to share the campaign that you're doing on Facebook and invite everybody to put those baby pictures out there, because this truly is an opportunity for everyone. Truly, let's really make fall happen with this huge transition, this huge transformation of reclaiming your innocence. When we come right back, we will share a little bit more about how you can reclaim your innocence. Stay tuned.
Every day, fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick 4 kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive 1 kit free.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
How quickly the hour has passed.
No.
And I was going to say, and Temba, you graciously agreed to come back next week, and we'll definitely open up the phone line so people can call in and ask any questions that they have. But what I really wanted to do, because I think this is so important, I want you to share your Facebook campaign and how people can, you know, post their baby pictures and what your true intent is with that.
Beautiful. Well, the first thing, you know, there's a very beautiful quote that Jesus of 2,000 years ago, the great master, the Avatar, said. He said, unless you become like a child, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, we know when we sift the religious dogma, all he was saying in essence, unless you reclaim your innocence, you won't experience the fullness of your love, the fullness of your beauty, the fullness of who you are. And so, actually, I started the Facebook campaign simply just to help people, a simple technique that would help people just to start out in a very simple way to first and foremost just to realize and remember how adorable they are. And I said, what better way than to have people to take the journey literally to find their baby pictures. And, you know, some people don't have the baby pictures, but most people have. And I tell you, some of the things that people have told me, you know, and I just want to share with you that think about this. A lot of you all may have crystals and different relics, you know, around the house that represent something sacred to you. But yet, potentially, your baby picture may be in a cardboard box someplace collecting dust. Now that's a part of your divine essence manifesting in form. That's the first point of reference of the who you are-ness before all the trimmings and the overlay of life and you know the distractions of life, but just that priceless, precious, adorable you manifest potentially in your baby picture. I want to invite everybody who's listening to take the journey with me, to take the journey with us, and find your baby picture. Look for it. Call your relative. I've had people say, you know what, I had to call my mother or call somebody who I hadn't talked to in years, and there's a lot of healing that takes place. Because what happens, you know, for example, even with my mom, you know, I was telling people to get their, to post their baby pictures, and I went to get mine from my mother, and she had some challenges with it. It was so deep, but I tell you what, my mom she's a devout follower of innocence now. It took some, we had to work through some things, but I went to get the baby picture, and lo and behold, my baby picture was collecting some dust in the attic someplace behind some things, and she found it. And she said, called me and said, Timber, you are such an adorable baby. And I tell you, so it brought about a healing, and you know, if you go into my story in the book,
I talk about how, you know, I was abused by my mom. You know, my mom calls me a spiritual teacher now, but how I was abused by her emotionally, physically, et cetera. When I was 12 years old, actually, my mother used to have me buy weed for her. And I love my mother, and she's an adorable, precious, priceless being to me in my heart. But just being in integrity, my mom used to have me buy weed for her when I was 12 years old and kick me out. And, you know, when I was 12 years old, yes, she'd smoke a joint with me and kick me out, and then there would be somebody coming upstairs to actually, you know, sleep in my bed who was maybe 8 to 10 years older than me. So there was a lot of healing that needed to take place over the years, and I've since forgiven my mom, like, years ago. But I tell you, us taking that journey together and finding a baby picture and posting that baby picture and looking, it took us into a moment of where there was no story. There was no what my mom did, what she did, what I did. It just took us into a moment of silence together, and guess what happened after that? I found her baby picture, and I posted her baby picture. And if you go to actually one of the Facebook sites with this, International Baby Picture Day. There's two. There's a group as well as a fan page. But if you look, read it, you'll see the sweetest interaction between me and my mom. Literally probably the sweetest one that we've had in years. All around this whole concept of reclaiming your innocence. And the stories and the testimonials that people... I had somebody who posted their baby picture... and she actually somebody caught this on film. She's like 4 years old, and she was like had her hands out communicating with somebody who had died. She was communicating with somebody on the other side, literally. And so she basically she went through this turmoil all her life in pain because of the fact that she couldn't free this being. I mean, this is a little story. You can find it on my Facebook. So she, for years and years and years on up until her adulthood, she had, and somebody just happened to catch the woman, the little girl on film, and she posted it on my Facebook, and she actually told me after she read something in my book that she was actually able to not be in that turmoil anymore, but actually to use the power of her innocent tears now to actually to resurrect this person in her heart, in her heart's consciousness. So she told me that literally 30, 40 years of something she was holding on to, she was able to move through it, and something that she read in the book. And the list goes on and on and on. So my challenge to, my benevolent challenge to all hearts out there, find your baby picture. It's something as simple as that. Simple as that. But just realize that when we on the conscious path, we say that everything is God. We say that there's a good and a God and a beauty in everything, correct? So what happened to our baby pictures? What happened to our innocence? What happened to our own image of God as children? So it's all about finding your baby picture. It's all about you uncovering some the dust that that dust that's been
that
over your
innocence, and it's finding that innocence. And you know, Timbo, we are at the end of the show, so we are going to have to pick this up this Wednesday. I know. So
wow.
I thank everyone so much for listening and sharing with us today. And Timba Spirit and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we send you blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.